April is National Poetry Month, and there's one poet above all others to whom this year belongs. The 100th anniversary of Pablo Neruda's birthday arrives this July. The Chilean poet, whose ardent love poems have contributed to countless weddings and Valentine's days, was also a Nobel Prize winner, a diplomat, and a political exile. In the years before his death in 1973, he retired to a small house on Chile's coast, which proved a source of inspiration for his later works. Neruda referred to this time as the autumn of his life. There's a new illustrated collection of poems from this period called On the Blue Shore of Silence, Poems of the Sea. The translator of the work, Alastair Reed, joins us now from our New York Bureau. Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure.
Why a collection of poems about the sea? Was this a subject that Neruda was often drawn to for his poetry?
Yes, very much so. It was a kind of dominant metaphor all his life. Although we have to make a slight exception. Neruda called himself an armchair sailor, navegante de silla, he said. And he bought this house on the coast, on the Pacific coast of Chile, at this village which he named Isla Negra. And it was on a bluff overlooking the Pacific. And the house was full. Neruda was an obsessive collector. He had, for instance, 15 ships' figureheads, which were strung about the house. He had 77 ships in bottles. He had a full-size papier-mâché horse. He had collections of shells and all kinds of nautical instruments like sextants and astrolabes. And the whole house seemed to be like the inside of a ship. And the sea was ever present, because when the tide came in, the full tide would crash on the shore, and the light from the waves would lighten the rooms in the house. It was like being in a house that was, to some extent, part of the sea. And the sea was a constant image in his poetry, for his travels out into the world and always his returns to Chile, where his roots were.
We are talking with Alastair Reed, translator of Neruda, On the Blue Shores of Silence. If you have a favorite poem by Pablo Neruda, or a memory, or a question about a translation, give us a call at 1-800-989-TALK. That's 800-989-8255. Now, this book is a collaboration between yourself and the illustrator, Mary Huebner. I just wonder if you can explain how the two of you worked together on it, how this all came about.
Well, this was a book that I had never thought of writing. I've translated a great deal of Neruda over the years, since I met him first in 64. And Mary Huebner came to me. She had been in Chile and was very affected by the landscape, particularly around Isla Negra. And she stayed there, and she did a series of paintings of extraordinary watercolors. And she brought them to me, and she said, I'm going to make a book of these. She made her own, she made the paper for the book and printed the book. And she wanted some poems about the sea to accompany the paintings that she made. And so we went through the various books I had translated, and we sifted out a dozen poems that Neruda had written about the sea. And perfectly fitted some of the paintings. So we put the book together, but the impulse came from Mary, from her paintings in particular. And it's a very interesting collaboration, because the poems illumine the paintings and the paintings illumine the poems.
Let's listen to a recording of one of the works included in the book. It's a short poem called It Is Born.
Here I came to the very edge, where nothing at all needs saying. Everything is absorbed through weather and the sea, and the moon swam back, its rays all silvered, and time and again the darkness would be broken by the crash of a wave. And every day on the balcony of the sea, wings open, fire is born, and everything is blue again, like morning.
I love that image of fire being born from the sea.
Yeah.
And it seems that poem really gives you an idea of what the sea meant to Neruda, that it really is life itself, really.
Sure. He did write one extraordinary poem about at that time that I'm very fond of, and it's a shortish poem. I'd like to read it if I have time.
I'd love to hear it.
It's a poem called El Perezoso, The Lazy Man, Lazy Bones. And he begins, he wrote it in the year when the satellites were first going up into space. And he begins talking about space and then coming very much down to Earth in Isla Negra. Here's the poem. They will continue wandering, these things of steel among the stars, and worn-out men will still go up to brutalize the placid moon. There they will found their pharmacies. In this time of the swollen grape, the wine begins to come to life between the sea and the mountain ranges. In Chile now, cherries are dancing, the dark secretive girls are singing, and in guitars water is shining. The sun is touching every door and making wonder of the wheat. The first wine is pink in color, is sweet with the sweetness of a child. The second wine is able-bodied, strong like the voice of a sailor. The third wine is a topaz, is a poppy and a fire in one. My house has both the sea and the earth. My woman has great eyes the color of wild hazelnut. When night comes down, the sea puts on a dress of white and green, and later the moon in the spindrift foam dreams like a sea-green girl. Hmm. I have no wish to change my planet.
I'm not sure what one should say after listening to that beautiful poem.
Nothing. Silence.
Yes. Yes, but that we can't do that on the radio, unfortunately. But, you know, here's the question I have for you, ultimately. How do you begin to approach translating a poem like that, which could so easily be lost in translation?
Well, to tell you the truth, Ben, I've translated a number of Latin American poets, and I had the good fortune to know them all very well. Neruda and I met in 1964, and we met many times all over the place after in France and in Spain and in England and in Latin America. And he had an extraordinary voice. In many ways, he had this very slow, affecting voice. And his voice was the instrument for which he wrote. He read his own poems magnificently. And what I did was I listened to that voice endlessly because I knew what I had to find in English in translating was a form of English that more or less reflected the same tones and the same moods as the Spanish did. And Neruda once made a tape for me with pieces of various poems just to get different rhythms. And I played that tape so many times that I can hear it in my head at will. I don't even have to have a tape anymore. I can hear his voice, and that helped me enormously. I was, in a sense, trying to reproduce that in English.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Alistair Reid.
Pleasure.
Alistair Reid is the author of more than 30 books, including many translations of Pablo Neruda and other South American authors. His latest collection of Neruda's poems is On the Blue Shore of Silence, Poems of the Sea. He joins us today from our bureau in New York. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.